Yeah.
How tight did he get? A couple of goals? Yeah, 2 goals, yeah. Full credit to Brisbane. You know, they had a terrific first half. Our guys, like usual, show character and fought really hard, but ultimately when you give a team that sort of lead, you are playing catch-up, and they probably didn't quite have the energy at the back half of the quarter to complete it, but good fight back, statistically pretty even, but I thought in the first half, particularly the first quarter, it's a learned sort of learned readiness to be prepared for interstate games, and we just lacked some composure in that and inability to have any presence in the game.
Can I ask what the plan was for Dane Zorko going into the game? A couple of teams, GWS tagged in, Richmond tagged in between Geelong and what was your approach going in?
We'll try and play really accountable. We had a fantastic first quarter. He had a really good first quarter. He set a really good tone for him. Yeah.
Did you think of sending anyone onto it like a bit earlier to try and run with him and slowing down that first half?
No, we had people going to him, just didn't get the job completed. Yeah.
Were you more happy with the comeback or more upset with the first half? Like, what's the balance of those two things?
We'll go away and really reflect hard on that first half, because as I said, it's a learned sort of readiness and preparedness when you're travelling to state, particularly with a lot of youngsters. We'll never hold that as an excuse, but in time you should get better and better at that. Proud of the fight back, but it was too late and the lead was just too far, really. But if you want to look at some of the blue skies from it, we had 9 of our last 2 drafts out there playing, and 7 teenagers, so that's more games into them for the long run. We tried some different things. You know, Charlie played a little bit in and around the midfield, and Jack Silvani played down back, which they're all growth opportunities and good exposures for young kids early in their first 2 years. So there's some things that we can take away from it.
The fight back just seemed to be, based purely on superior work rate from you guys. They seemed to stop. Did you spend your tickets? Was it purely a physical thing, did you think? Because they didn't look like getting their hands on it for 45 minutes there.
Yeah, well, you know, any AFL game's really hard earned, and we battled early, we fought really hard in the second half. I think also the shots on goal, they were nearly pretty even, were they not? I reckon they would have kicked set shots 60% maybe, something in and around that, and we're at 40%, so that hurts, because we had some set shots that could have put a little bit more pressure on the scoreboard, and we failed to do that, because you look at the game by the end, as I said a couple of times now, statistically it was pretty even. But they got too big of a jump on us.
Did you recognise, as a coach of a young side yourself, that momentum can bubble away in young and they become braver than normal, and suddenly they're hitting targets that they had been missing for months? Did you see that and recognise that same emotion can happen your side at times?
Yeah, it does. You know, like the first half, and in particular the first quarter, they had the momentum swings. We had ours in the third, and halfway through the last, but it's your ability to actually capitalise when you have momentum, and when you don't, it's really important to try and nullify. We didn't capitalise as much on the scoreboard with our momentum, I just said with our set shots, and we failed to slow their momentum early in the first quarter and a half, maybe the first half. So there's some good lessons for our young group.
The other time we saw you play live here was at Gold Coast. They couldn't work their way through you and lose your numbers behind the ball. Brisbane were more effective. Was it the pressure wasn't quite there to force that dump kick, or was it?
No, you're right. I don't think we had enough presence in defence, particularly in that first half. And they attacked the game in offence, which is full credit to them. But again, we didn't get any delay on the ball to the level we've set most of the year. We got that in the second half, but the lead was already there, wasn't it?
Harry McCoy, encouraging performance from
him. Yeah, some good little signs. You know, he's kicked his first goal of AFL footy, got his first taste. He's still got lots to learn. Samo shows little dashes and signs. Charlie can take a good grab. Jack got a different look at the game from half back. So they're all things that we think will pay us back. and as harsh as it is to say, readiness and a learned readiness when you're playing interstate is another lesson for us. And the more you live it, the more it'll pay you back. But
you've really come back to that. That's the third time you've come back to that in this presser. When you say that they weren't ready, what are you getting at? Are you saying that they weren't mentally prepared for the journey?
No, what I'm saying is when you travel interstate, it throws a lot of challenges. Let it be here, Adelaide Oval. It's a different environment, and it only takes you to be 1% not quite there, and you can get hurt. And it's a learned skill. That's what I'm saying.
Bryce Gibbs was tagged tonight and kept really quiet. How did you see that? Was it his work rate, or was he not getting much support, or why was he so ineffective tonight?
I'd have to go away and have a good look at the tape, but they both statistically didn't really have massive influence on the game. So we'll go and have a look at what we can do systematically. Bryce will have a look at his game, what he can do. But yeah, I think statistically, you're probably with Rockcliffe, probably a stalemate, wasn't it? Yeah.
Can you update us on injuries? Blokes were coming off, getting treated, and coming back. I couldn't tell if anyone was probably hurt or not.
No, I think we got through pretty clean. I haven't heard that we've got any significant injury, so I'll touch wood here, but I haven't had anything from the medicos at this stage. Some tired bodies, but other than that, I think we've come through fairly clean.
Do